With 2021, the Sports Year in Review, I'm Greg Ray. 251 disc golfers were in Emporia in early July for the PDGA Junior Disc Golf World Championships. In the boys 18 and under division, Cade Filomahalla of Kylesville, Utah, finished in first place. He did not take the lead until he was 14 under par for the sixth round.
Feels amazing. It's been a dream of mine since I came here in 2018, so it feels good to take it down. At the start, it wasn't too great, but I feel like I really picked it up there at the end and finished strong.
Tyler Wright of Council Grove finished in 24th place, and Abram Brazell of Emporia finished in 43rd place. In the girls' 18 and under division, Melody Castrita of Bastrop, Texas, repeated as a champion, winning by two strokes and finished 28 under par.
Really good. It was definitely not easy, and I got all my hard work paid off. I actually didn't have much pressure. Pressure doesn't really get to me unless I'm really playing bad. The pressure doesn't get in my head. It's actually, I put pressure on myself sometimes on other people. But winning again is really a treat, especially with my last year here.
In the boys' 15 and under division, Luke Taylor of Shepherd, Michigan finished in first place. Brennan Haig of Emporia finished in a tie for 54th place. In the girls' 15 and under division, Aria Castrita of Bastrop, Texas was a runaway winner, finishing 25 under par, winning by 31 strokes. Carly Jordan of Neosho Rapids finished in fifth place in that division. She was just happy to be playing.
Just really meeting all the people. It's really cool meeting everyone. Kind of intimidating, but I feel like I could probably show that I'm not that bad.
Wyatt Mahoney of Glastonbury, Connecticut won the boys' 12 and under championship. In October, Emporia State would hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Kossover Family Tennis Complex, a $3 million facility named after Greg Kossover, a tennis student-athlete at Emporia State in the early 1980s. He says top-notch facilities help students reach a high level of competition, which helps them after their college days are done.
As tennis players, hard work, thoughtful preparation, and love of competition is how we improve and what we must commit to. With that commitment, and as you learn how to win, you all and Coach Stafford will do big, big things together.
Kossover and Kuhn Hush, another Emporia State tennis alum from the early 1980s, made the league gifts to make the facility come alive. Current tennis coach Les Stafford says he has one regret. He can't describe it well enough.
You know, I try to tell people how nice this is, and I can't do it. You have to come and see this place to really appreciate it. Even the pictures and things of that nature just doesn't do it justice. You have to come.
The Kossover Family Tennis Complex includes two indoor courts along with a student lounge, patio viewing deck, and other features. Emporia High sent two doubles teams to the 5A State Girls Tennis Tournament that was hosted by Emporia High. Lily Frank and Kaylin Velasquez qualified with a second place finish at regionals.
It's a giant accomplishment. Just to say you're going to state, just the experience itself is going to be something very beneficial to our team. I'm excited to play on our home courts, especially for our first qualifying to go to state.
I think it's going to be, this is the very utmost important time for us to just play loose and not get caught up and don't let the little mistakes compound into something that's going to hinder us later in the day.
Ashlyn Foraker and Kaylee Reynoso qualified with a fifth place finish at regionals.
I think it means that we worked hard and got to a goal that I think just going there will be a great experience. It's more about us just working our hardest and just getting the ball in. I think that would be a good goal.
The most important one would be really playing our best, like we did at regionals, just a little bit better, you know, just being aggressive and just getting the balls in, like Ashlyn said.
Lily Frank and Kaylee Velasquez finished with a 1-2 record at state, while Ashlyn Foraker and Kaylee Reynoso finished with an 0-2 record at state. As a team, Emporia High finished in a tie for 14th place. The Emporia High girls golf team qualified for state. Avery Ecker would make her third state appearance.
I've struggled the last 2 weeks, but I think I'm getting it figured out a little more. I'm getting back to how I was playing the beginning of the season. I just want to go out and have fun and just hopefully post a good number.
Olivia Eckert also made her third state appearance.
Having experienced state before, it allows me to know what to expect, so I don't put too much pressure on myself. It's another tournament that I just go out and play what I know how I can.
Ella Fessler would make her first state tournament appearance.
I'm going to take it as a normal tournament. I'm not going to get ahead of myself, and I'm going to take it hole by hole. I just want to be consistent like I have my other tournaments, and I want to get the ball on the green in two or three.
Lacey Russ also played in her first state tournament appearance.
That means I definitely need to step up my game a little bit more and play way better than I did the last tournament. But at the same time, I know I can't do worse, so I'm just hoping to do a lot better and shoot what I usually shoot. I'm just hoping to do my best and have fun.
Avery Eckerd would finish in fifth place. Olivia Eckerd finished in 13th place. Those would be the best finishes individually ever for an Emporia High girls golfer. As a team, Emporia High finished in 8th place, the best finish ever for an Emporia High girls golf team. Three members of the Emporia High girls gymnastics team would qualify for state. Journey Walburn qualified for the balance beam and the floor exercise.
I'm really excited, and we're taking more girls this year, so it's super exciting. And I qualified on 2 events. I haven't done that yet, so yeah, I'm really excited. Really just to do my best and just to have fun, you know, it's all about the experience and just have a good time with my team.
Cadence Vincent qualified on the vault and the balance beam.
I'm pretty excited, especially since it's my senior season, and I honestly didn't know if I was going to make it or not. Just try to not fall on beam and stick my vault. Honestly, I'm not sure with how beam's going. I've been falling a lot lately and just haven't been sticking my stuff, but vault's been going a lot better.
Lainey Cooper qualified on the floor exercise and the vault.
I'm excited to go experience it for my first year and just have fun. I feel like all of my routines have been pretty good. I mean, there's some downfalls, but there's always. For vault, I want to get around on my ending and stick it.
Journey Walburn would place 17th on the floor and 27th on the balance beam. Cadence Vincent placed 19th on the vault and 24th on the balance beam. And Lainey Cooper finished 28th on the floor and 30th on the vault. The Emporia High volleyball team qualified for state. Senior Riley Peake was looking forward to the state tournament.
It's great. It's absolutely amazing. I will remember this moment for the rest of my life because we were all so happy and it was so great that we worked this hard to get this far.
Senior Eliana Bennett said they had high expectations.
We definitely want to make it to Saturday. I think that would be a big deal. And, you know, we would have to beat some pretty good teams to get there. And so that would just show that we are up there with those teams, not someone who's just lucky to make it there.
The Emporia High Lady Spartans opened up against Spring Hill, losing to the number 3 seed. They were also defeated by St. Thomas Aquinas and lost to Topeka Seaman. Lebo qualified for the 1A Division II state tournament, played at Watt Auditorium in Emporia. They opened up with a win over Buckland, defeated Hutchinson Central Christian and Grainfield Wheatland Grinnell in pool play, then defeated Central Plains in the semifinals before losing to Hanover in the championship match 25-18-25-19. They finished the season 40-5. Early game played in the 1A Division I state tournament at Dodge City. They would lose to Little River, Centralia, and Spearville in pool play. With 2021, the sports year in review, I'm Greg Ray.